February 20, 1938. How Jesus, in his incarnation, formed from himself one Jesus for each creature to exist, so that each one of them might have one Jesus at her disposal. I am in the arms of the divine volition, that loves me so much and, to show me how much, it wants to tell me continuously its eternal and long love story, adding always new surprises, to the extent that one remains enraptured, finding it impossible not to love it. Only the ungrateful and mindless would not. Then, the divine fiat was making me aware of all it did in the descent of the Word upon earth, and my Jesus, repeating his usual little visit, all goodness told me, my little daughter of my will, you must know that my love is so great that it needs to be unleashed, and to entrust its secrets to the one who lives in my will, so that making her aware of everything, we may love with one love, and it may repeat in her all that I did within myself. Listen then, daughter, the excesses that my love reached, making me do things unheard of and incredible to created minds. Coming upon earth, I wanted to make myself into one Jesus for each creature that had existed, was existing, and was going to exist. Therefore, everyone had to have his own Jesus completely his own at his disposal. So, each one had to have my conception to remain conceived in me, my birth to be reborn, my tears to be washed, my infantile age to be restored and to begin his new life, my steps to guide his own, my works to make rise his works in mine, my pains as balm and strength for his pains, and as repayment of any debt incurred with the divine justice, my death to find again his life, my resurrection to rise again completely in my will, for the glory he had to give to his Creator. And all this, with highest love, with reason, with justice and with highest wisdom. My celestial Father had to find in me as many of my lives for as many creatures he had given, and was going to give to daylight, in order to be satisfied, glorified and repaid for his great love. Although not everyone would take this life of mine, my celestial Father demanded my life in order to be glorified for everything he had done in the work of creation and redemption. I can say that, as soon as man subtracted himself from my will, the glory that was due to my divine Father ceased. So, if I didn't form from myself one Jesus for each existing creature, the glory of the celestial Father would have been incomplete, and I cannot do incomplete works. My love would have waged a war against me, if I hadn't formed of myself many Jesuses first, for our own decorum and glory, and then, to give this complete good to each creature. Therefore, our greatest pain is that, in spite of the many of my lives available for each one, some don't recognize them, some don't even look at them, some do not use them, some offend them, some just take the scraps of my life. Few are the ones who say, I do the life of Jesus, with Jesus. I love like Jesus loves, and I want what Jesus wants. These creatures are, together with me, the return of the glory and the love of creation and redemption. But even if not all of these lives of mine serve to the creature, they admirably serve to the glory of my divine Father, since I did not come on earth only for the creatures, but also to reintegrate the interests and the glory of my celestial Father. Oh, if you could see what a beautiful court these many lives of mine form around our divinity. And when love and glory pour out of these lives, you would remain so enraptured that it would be difficult for you to go back into yourself. Jesus kept silent. I remained with the scene before my mind, of so many Jesuses for as many existing creatures. But I had a thorn in my heart that tortured me and embittered me down to the marrow of my bones for a person very dear to me, and necessary to my poor existence, who was in danger of death, and I wanted to save this person at any cost. Therefore, I took the divine will, I made it all mine, and in my pain I said to Jesus, Jesus, your will is mine. Your power and immensity are in my power. I don't want it, so neither must you want it. My God, I felt as if I were battling a power. And in order to win, My mind had brought itself before the divinity, while I was placing around it the expanse of heaven with all the stars in prayer, the vastness of the light of the sun with the force of its heat, the entire creation in prayer, and also the seas of power and love of the Queen of Heaven, the pains and the blood shed by Jesus, like many seas around the divinity, all in prayer, and then the many Jesuses for each creature, so that they might give a sigh of prayer, to obtain what I wanted. But what was not my surprise and commotion together, in seeing and hearing that the many Jesuses of all the creatures prayed to obtain what I wanted? I remained confused in seeing so much goodness and divine compliance. May he always be thanked and blessed, and may all be for his glory.